Manuel Costa's on the phone. Hello, Manuel.
Hiya. Hi, Chris.
Thanks for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So what would you like to talk about?
It's basically where the pins and needles sensation in your limbs, like your hands and your feet. I just noticed that when I crouch down or if I'm sleeping on my arms at work or something, when I wake up, I have this pins and needles sensation, and it's apparently quite normal. It's something many other people have it. I just wanted to know what's the basis of this. Why does it happen?
Okay, the nerves in your body have an incredibly high energy requirement, so they need a big supply of blood and sugar to keep themselves going. If you lie on your arm, say, when you go to sleep, then the common place for this to happen is actually in your forearm or up under your armpit. In fact, there is a condition called Friday night or Saturday night palsy. Yes, it's called Saturday night palsy. And this is where people go up the boozer and have a few. They come home and they fall asleep with their arm over the back of a chair, and the arm, the arm of the chair pushing up under their arm compresses the nerve supplying their arm against their humerus, the upper arm bone, and it squashes the nerve flat, and you can actually get a nerve palsy because of it. But more normally, when you go to sleep at night, when you squash a nerve flat and you squash the arm, you can reduce the blood flow down the nerve, and this means that the brain doesn't get signals back into the spinal cord from the nerve, because either the interruption of the blood flow because of laying on your arm or just physically pushing on the nerve stops the proper flow of information. And so the brain starts wondering where the signal has gone from that bit of the body, and so it increases its sensitivity to whatever that nerve was supplying. And so you start to get spurious signals as though you could really feel that bit of your body. And it's a bit like phantom limb pain that you get when you have a part of the body amputated. When you restore the blood flow by moving in your sleep or rubbing or sort of elevating the bit of the body that's starved of blood, such as your leg or something, then all the blood rushes back in, the pressure's taken off the nerve as well, and it starts to work again, so you get your sensation restored. And thankfully it's not harmful, but it can also be a sign in people who have other diseases like diabetes and other damage to nerves. It can be a sign that the nerve is deteriorating. So as long as you're getting pins and needles, that's good news. But if they're there all the time, then that might be a sign that something bad's happening. But if you're just going to bed and laying on your arm, it's nothing.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
It's just laying in bed on your arm.
I also have a thing where another part of my body gets pins and needles that doesn't seem to be the right bit. I'm not sitting on that leg. It's like sitting on one leg and then, or one arm, and the other arm gets pins and needles. It's kind of transferred.
Well, that happens to me well at times.
Does it?
Any idea what that is?
That's very interesting, and I'm going to have to think about that, because the only thing I can think of, Manuel, I have some funny thing where if I pinch my chest wall about nipple level, then I feel the pain of the pinch, not just next to my nipple, but also on my elbow on the same side. Oh. And this is just sort of referred pain to my elbow, and I think it's crossed innervation. I think I've got some nerves flowing sort of from my...
Your wiring's crossed.
Wiring or something.
I've got crossed wires, yeah, my wires are crossed. I hope that answers the question anyway, Manuel. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
If you'd like to ask us any questions on The Naked Scientists, you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Now,